Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you're in faith about it, then it hasn't happened yet, and you can't see or feel it yet. You understand that? Some people say, well, when I see it, I'll believe it. Too late to believe it then. If you see it, you can't be in faith about it. If it's happened, you can't believe it. No, you're experiencing it. You see it, you feel it, you know it. Faith happens before it's happened in this realm. Faith happens before you feel it and see it. You can't be in faith about your healing if you look and feel healed. Do you understand that? I said you can't be in faith about your healing. I'm believing that I'm healed when you look and feel healed. No, you believe that you're healed before you feel it. Amen. Before you see it. You said, no, I call my body healed. I believe I'm healed. I said, well, how do you feel? I didn't say how I felt.
Hello.
How was the report? I didn't say how the report was.
Amen.
I believe I'm healed. Well, you don't look healed. I didn't say I looked healed. Do you see how confused people are about this? Because they, well, how can you say you believe you're healed? You don't look healed. Exactly. That's why I'm believing I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, or another word would be expected. That means it hasn't happened yet. And it is the evidence of things what? Not seen. You're in faith that you're saved. Right? You hadn't seen the Lamb's Book of Life. Huh? You ain't seen your mansion in heaven. The vast majority of us have no evidence at all that heaven exists other than the Word, which is the greatest evidence. And so we believe heaven is there. We hadn't seen it. We believe we're saved because of the blood. It's all by faith. We're not there yet. Hadn't seen it yet, but we believe it.
Yes.
Hadn't seen Jesus, but we love Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Yes.
And yet we've never seen Him. But He's real.
Amen.
How is He real to us? How many would say Jesus is real to me?
Yes.
Would you? Is He? You're not just saying that Jesus is real to me. How is He real to you? By your faith. And here's the thing. The more you believe in Him, the more real He becomes to you. And that's why it's confusing for doubters and skeptics. They go, well, He's not real to me. Exactly. You don't believe in Him. Right? For just a few verses down, it says, for he that comes to God must, not optional, must what?
Believe.
Believe. You've got to believe that He is, that He exists, that He's real, that He is God. And you also got to believe He's a rewarder, a blesser. Amen. A healer, a prosperer, a protector, a promoter. You got to believe He rewards those that diligently seek Him. You got to believe when I reach up, He reaches down.
Amen.
When I ask, He responds.
Amen.
When I pray, He listens.
Hallelujah.
You got to believe that when you draw near to Him, He will draw near to you. If you don't believe that, He's not going to be real to you.
Amen.
That's why you got all these people on the planet, and some people, they, you know, God is not real to them at all. And other people, God's more real to them than human persons are.
Amen.
It's the difference is faith. God could, how many know the Lord could manifest Himself in the earth tonight in such a way that in a split second, nobody on the planet would have a doubt.
That's right.
that He is and that He's real and that He's God. He could manifest His power in such a way that in a split second, every soul on this planet would have their nose on the ground going, "The Lord, He is God." He could do it. Somebody said, "Why doesn't He?" He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to. He's planted seed in the earth, and harvest is coming right now. He doesn't want people that come to Him because they just fear Him or because they have no choice. He wants people who choose to believe in Him of their own free will, choose to obey Him, choose to love Him, not because they have to, because they want to. We're His. Nobody made us receive Him. Nobody made us come here tonight. Nobody makes us pray. How many believe in the Lord that He is real and that He is good and He's real to you? How many understand the more you believe in Him, the stronger your faith in Him grows, the more real He becomes to you? Would you like Him to be more real to you? Well, then you're not just waiting on Him now. It has to do with our faith in Him. The more we believe in Him, the more He manifests Himself to us. Keep reading. We see the elders obtained a good report by faith. Verse 3, the worlds were framed by the word of God, by faith. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated. He walked with God. He pleased God. Verse 7, by faith Noah prepared. Faith gets ready. Anybody been getting ready?
Yes.
That's pretty weak. Anybody believing for anything in your life?
Yes.
Are you getting ready for it then? So you got to get ready for it. Make preparation. And by faith, verse 8, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing where he was going, where he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. We said, first of all, talking about Abraham, faith obeys. Several phrases in the New Testament talk about the obedience of faith. Faith is an obeyer. Doubt is a disobeyer. Doubt is disobedient. Faith obeys. And faith will obey God without understanding, not knowing why He said that. I mean, He told them, you remember His first miracle? He told them, fill up the water pots with water.
Right.
Why? They're out of wine, not water. And then He told the man to, you know, take some out and take it to the governor of the feast when the man had asked for wine. Why do that? It takes faith to do something when you don't understand what's going on.
Amen.
Just do it. Just obey. You know, the key to miracles in your life is what Jesus' mother told him on that occasion. Whatever He says to you, do it.
Amen.
Yeah, but it takes faith to do that, because He'll tell you to do some things, and the first thing you'll be tempted to say is, why? Why do that? I need tax money. Any time to go fishing.
Amen.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
There's a famine on. What do I want to go sit by the creek for? You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Some of you are looking at me like, what's that got to do with anything? You have to read your Bible once in a while. Elsewise it's hard to keep up. Thank you, Lord. Faith obeys. Now, verse 10, notice this, something else faith does. Faith looks for the fulfillment of God's word. It looks for it. Everybody say, look for it.
Look for it.
Say it again, look for it.
Look for it.
Faith looks for it. I remember when we first came up here, we got to looking for a place. And Phyllis did more looking than I did. She'd look sometimes while I prayed. And then I'd come help looking. Faith looks for it. And I have found in every area, I don't care if it's a car, if it's a suit, if it's a brand of food, I don't care what it is, we need to learn to be led by the Spirit. And in your heart, you'll know there's something out here that'll fit this need. There's something that'll take care of what we're desiring and needing here. And faith asks for it. And then faith will do what? Look for it. Well, how will you know when you found it? You'll know. You'll know by the witness. And so many times you'll see several things that look pretty good. That's pretty close, but it's not quite. And if it's not quite, it's not right. Because when it's the right thing, you get a witness inside. And it's not almost what you wanted. It's exceeding abundantly. Amen. Above what you asked or thought.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Everybody say, look for.
Look for.
Faith looks for it. Doubt says, well, what's the use? I don't know of anything out there that take care of this. So I don't know of anything. Do you? No, I don't know of anything. Well, forget it. That's doubt and unbelief. Faith says it's out there. Deep calls unto deep. And I have a witness in my spirit that God has something for us here.
Amen.
Amen. So now what are we going to do?
Look for it.
We ask for it. We believe, we receive. And then we... Everybody say it again.
Look for it.
Look for it. And sometimes you may look at several, or you may look several times before you get the witness. When you get the witness, there's a knowing, there's a confidence, there's a surety. Just keep looking till you get that witness. It takes patience, it takes perseverance, and sometimes you don't get it as soon as you'd like to have gotten it. But you just stay after it. God's talking to some folk. Keep looking. Everybody say, look. Go to 2 Kings, please. I plan to just go right by this, but let's look at it. Look at it. Abraham obeyed and he went out, didn't know where he was going, but he was looking for that place, wasn't he? 1 Kings 18. Faith obeys and faith looks for something. It believes. If the Lord says, you know, go to Branson, to us, then that means we got a place up here for us.
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
But now what comes next? We've got to look for it.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
And keep looking till you find. He that seeks, what?
Find.
Shall find.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.